Good morning. It is day one at Infocom. It is Wednesday, June 18th. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by both Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com and Ingram Micro. You can check them out at ingrammicro.com. But today I want to talk to you about where we're here at the opening of Infocom 2014 in Vegas. And there's a trend that you need to know about, and that is that there are a bunch of companies trying to help you get in the digital signage market, and I've got a guest here today, Joel Rollins. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good. Joel is the podcast master who does the week podcast for us, and Joel, I thought this would be kind of a good combo podcast between your week podcast and my daily podcast to talk about digital signage.
So this is the weekly rave?
This is the weekly daily rave. So basically, look, all the integrators out there listening have done a really good job of entering the digital signage market. 5 years ago, we were less than 5% of the market for digital signage. Now we're in the range of 20%. About 20% of the market is being done by the AV integration community, which is good.
That's a huge increase in a year.
Yeah, it's in a few years, but what's nice, what we aren't doing well, and where we have not done well historically, is getting into where the big money is, and that is the services side. And the biggest part of the services side is content management and creation. So there's a few companies on the show floor here who have done a very good job over the last year to help you get into the content management and creation business. First and foremost is a company called Almo. Almo Pro AV is a distributor. You know Almo, right?
Sure, absolutely. I think all dealers know Almo.
Yeah, so and most dealers buy from Almo. Well, Almo actually started a content creation business for digital signage about 3 months ago. And a lot of people don't even know that it exists. So basically,
I didn't.
If you're installing digital signage systems and you need content, you have the ability to now generate content using their creative people and white label it, sell it to your customer as a hourly service, as a monthly service, or an annual service, and make money on it. And the margin on content creation is in the range of 80%.
To the dealer?
To the dealer. Is that around 80%?
Okay. Let's have that number again. That's 80%.
80%.
And I'm going to be in the Almo booth looking at this.
Yes, absolutely. So then there's also Vizix. Vizix has gotten into the content creation business as well. Now, Vizix makes digital signage hardware and room management systems, right? Like the signs you put on the outside of rooms that can be little digital signs, but you can also use them to schedule rooms. They also have a content creation software suite, so you can actually do it yourself, or they'll actually do the content creation for you, and again, you can white label it to your customers.
Well, the service aspect appeals more to me than the software does, simply because most of us as dealers, I have all the tools. It doesn't make me capable at art.
Right, and that's the thing is we're going to talk about that in a minute, because I'm going to give you another option if you don't want to use these companies. Christy, did you know Christy bought a company called Arsenal Media, and that's
all
they did.
Yeah, I saw that. All right.
That is a great partnership, because Christy, they're doing very high-end digital signage applications with the microtiles, and now that they've also got a whole line of flat panel displays, it'll trickle down into all different types of digital signage applications, everything from restaurant menu boards all the way through to transportation signage. That Arsenal Media will allow you, because of their software and also because of their content creation people, their creative people, do the same thing, white label it and resell it to your customers.
That's interesting. I don't really think of Christie as being part of the digital sign. I think of them as displays.
Right.
And now they've got Arsenal, which is a creative side.
Right.
How do they middle that? What do they use for players?
Well, they don't care. They don't care what players that you use. That's the nice thing about it, is that you can use whoever's players you want. You can use Windows-based players. You can use a dedicated media player. But they can provide you the service to allow it to work on anything that you're using. So that's the beauty. Now, again, Christie's kind of on the high end, right? I mean, that's when you're going to go in and do an entire airport. You're
right,
going to go
sure.
in and do an entire train
right,
station.
Yeah.
Or you're going to do a entire chain of fast food restaurants, right? You wouldn't use them for the doctor's office, dentist's office, like you would Vizix.
Right.
Or Vizix would be great for a college campus or a K-12. And then you have Barca with X2O Media, right? That's a good combination there as well. And what they can do is they can actually bring other content together with the digital signage content, so you can do social media feeds and integrate them into digital signage content. And of course, you know what Barco makes. NEC also provides an hourly fee. In other words, you pay them by the hour, digital content creation services. So if you go to the NEC booth, for example, all the content they have in their booth was created by their digital content creation people. So you can get an idea of what they're able of doing. And they do everything from menu boards, and they've done work with companies like Payway. They've done work with companies like Wendy's, and they've done work with companies like Kentucky Fried Chicken, all the way through to again, transportation and malls. They've done a lot of digital signs work in malls.
You know, this emphasis on content, one of the things it's done to this show is the displays in the show look a lot better than they used to.
Yeah, and see, that's really, I mean, we should be doing that. I mean, it's almost like going to last night we were at the Drunk Uncles concert. Right. And here we are, a bunch of AV
people.
That's
funny. I was there. I didn't see you.
I was there. Here we are, a whole bunch of people, right? A whole bunch of AV people. And the show started late because they had problems with the mixing board, right? And they had problems with something else too. But I mean, if AV people are having problems at an AV show trying to do a concert for AV people, can you imagine what it's like in the real world?
Well, you do have to remember that those were drunk AV people having those problems.
That's true. But my point in all this is that digital signage is a great opportunity, and it goes well beyond the hardware side. Now, let's say you've gotten in digital signage and you want to do the content creation yourself. I mean, you can do stuff on PowerPoint, Keynote, Apple
Sure.
Keynote. And, of course, you can use the Adobe suite of CS suite of products.
Sure.
All you really need to do to get into digital signage is hire college students right out of college that are graphic design majors. Because graphic design majors, for the most part, have been taught how to design websites and design print ads and things like that. And that can become boring. That can become monotonous. And there's an opportunity for them to do something a little bit more creative. And the nice thing about doing digital signage design is that it changes every single week. So you're going to have a different client. You're going to have a different look, a different feel. You're basically be creative. And instead of like a website where you're having to maintain the current look and just keep content up to date, you're able to change the look, change the design, and have a sort of free-flowing, open experience that you can be as creative as you want on.
As a tip to those people who are out there who are looking at content creation and being able to cross-purpose content creation, look for the keywords HTML5.
Yeah, and totally agree, because the nice thing about HTML5... Sorry, my microphone slipped. The nice thing about HTML5 is, in addition to... giving you interactive content, but it can also manage video. And what's nice about it, the video management, is it'll play on any device.
Right. And that's what we're always looking for, is our customers want to use the same things, you know, same movies, same attractions on their website as they use in their digital signage, as they use in all their other internal things. And if you're going to hire that graphic student, HTML5, they'll also be already familiar with the tools for creation.
Yeah, agree with you 100%. In fact, Adobe doesn't use Flash anymore themselves
Right.
on their own sites.
Right.
Even though they promote Flash and they have a Flash-based program, well, they're using HTML5.
Listen, the handwriting was on the wall for Flash when they stopped developing Flash for mobile.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, yeah, I mean, it's...
And mobile is everything now. Signage, all of that, you've got to have mobile compatibility. Which said to me 2 years ago when they announced that they weren't going to develop mobile Flash anymore, that Flash had to be on its way out in favor of HTML5.
Yeah, and I think the writing was on the wall when Steve Jobs got up and said, "We think Flash sucks."
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. I think everybody's like, oh, well.
Well, I mean, a lot of that, too, is Flash's security vulnerabilities are amazing. With Flash, you're actually telling them, it's okay to run remote code on my computer.
Yeah, yeah.
So Flash has been a security hole for a long, long time.
Yeah, and I think now HTML5 is there. So I think that now we have all the tool sets available to us from manufacturers who we're familiar with. People know Vizix, they know Christie, they know NEC, they know Almo. So you have different ways of getting into the creative side. So don't just go out there and sell signs. Don't just go out there and sell mounts. Don't just go out there and sell HDMI cables.
Right.
Don't just sell the integration services. Sell the content management services and the creative services.
Well, I mean, and that's where a lot of digital signage networks fail, is you put in great hardware, you put in great displays, and then the content side lags way behind it. And people look at it and say, well, it doesn't look as good as it did in the demo.
Right.
And that's largely because the client needs access to much better content development.
And let's hope that integrators listening to this will heed this and take advantage of this and go for it. I mean, if you're an NEC dealer, call NEC and tell them you want to use their services. If you're buying through Almo, call Almo and tell them you want to use their services. If you're selling microtiles, don't just sell the microtile, sell the service of generating the content from the microtiles.
You know, for years in selling signage, and even in selling displays, as dealers, we were always out there looking for, you know, I need some great demo material. I got to borrow this, that, or the other thing from somebody that did a really great presentation. And the problem is then, you wound up showing clients the same thing that your competitors showed, because we both downloaded that same
right.
demo.
Yeah.
You know, with custom content creation, now you can have your own demo material as well, and it will help close sales.
Yep, so check it out. I appreciate you listening to this Daily Rants and Raves today for the first day of InfoComm. We're going to be making our way around the show. We're shooting videos. We're going to shoot approximately 1,200 to 1,500 videos. We've written already a couple of hundred news stories. And all of our coverage for the show, including all these podcasts that we're doing, are all available at ravepubs.com/InfoComm14. This has been my Daily Rants and Raves for Wednesday, June 18th. Thanks for listening, and I'm out for today, but hopefully you'll join me maybe again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gary, and we'll definitely do that. We'll be here all day long, so stay tuned, folks.